Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jordan Montgomery has finally signed, and Cardinals prospect Victor Scott will be up on opening day. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Wednesday, March 27th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers. And let's talk about Jordan Montgomery, who finally signed with the D-backs, a one-year $25 million deal, which includes a vesting option for an additional $25 million in the second year. All he needs to do is start 10 games in the first year of that contract. Love that the D-backs have been aggressive this offseason. The fact that Eduardo Rodriguez is starting the season on the IL probably has something to do with this signing. Chris, Jordan Montgomery, kind of an innings eater type at this point, but he's been really good the past couple of years. What do you think about the fit in Arizona?
Yeah, and hasn't missed a start, I believe, since 2019 due to injury. So that bodes well. It was, I think, a great signing for the Diamondbacks, who, I mean, $25 million for Jordan Montgomery, especially on effectively a one-year deal. You would assume he has an opt-out at the end of the season that he would exercise if he's healthy. You love it for them. This was a team that probably even without the Eduardo Rodriguez needed another starting pitcher anyway. So I think Jordan Montgomery is a great fit. It's a pretty good landing spot as far as home ballpark and team context. You know, he's not the best team in the league. It's certainly not Texas, but it's pretty good. They're going to win some games. So I like it from that perspective. I think Jordan Montgomery is what he is at this point. He's not going to repeat last year's 320 ERA. He's probably not going to be lower than 350, but I think somewhere in the 3.5 to 3.8 range, which should be pretty useful for fantasy. Last I saw, he had pitched, I think, 75 pitches in a simulated game. So hopefully it won't take him more than a couple of weeks to get up to speed. I've got him in a few leagues stashed. Excited for him to be back. Not a difference maker. Probably a better in real life pitcher than in fantasy, but a solid guy who, you know, with the landing spot, I think you should feel pretty good about as like an SP4, SP5 type.
Yeah, just finally just clicked now talking about it. The Diamondbacks lost to Jordan Montgomery and the Rangers in the World Series, and then they went out and signed him. So there you go. Good for them. The NFBC ADP over the past week is 193.7 for Jordan Montgomery. He's going just after Aaron Civale and Nathan Eovaldi. My guess is he probably climbs back up maybe 25, 30 picks in those final drafts that are going on, you know, the 160, 170 pick range for Jordan Montgomery. Let's talk about Victor Scott, a very exciting prospect with the Cardinals. Dylan Carlson has been diagnosed with a sprained AC joint in his left shoulder and will begin the season on the 10-day IL. As a result, Victor Scott was recalled and will start in center field on opening day. Chris, I'm so excited for Victor Scott, the player. I saw him in the Arizona Fall League. He's a blur. He's extremely fast. 94 steals last year. It just breaks my heart that I dropped him in two leagues last weekend, and now I probably won't be getting him back. What are your thoughts on Victor Scott?
I mean, if you want to spend like 30% or more of your fab budget, maybe you can get him back, because that's probably what Victor Scott's going to end up going for. And he's, I think there's been a lot of discussion about him over the course of the last couple of weeks, certainly, and especially after he got called back up. And the comp that a lot of people made was Estuary Ruiz, which makes a lot of sense. Estuary Ruiz, another guy who put up just absolutely bonkers stolen base numbers in the minors. But the thing with Victor Scott is when Estuary Ruiz was coming up, everyone in the prospect world was saying, the numbers are good, but we don't really think he can hit. And that's not really the case with Victor Scott. There's some bullishness about the hit tool. And, you know, I think the batted ball quality that we have suggests that it should be better than Estuary Ruiz. Probably still not very good, still more of a slap hitter, but not a total zero in terms of power either. So, you know, contact rates are very good for Victor Scott. Had 17 bunt hits last season, so that should be a nice little average boost for him. It's a very high variance profile for fantasy. There's a chance that this dude is up for 2 weeks. Lars Nootbaar gets cleared from the fractured rib, and Victor Scott is right back to AAA. That seems like where the Cardinals wanted him to start the season anyway. But the thing to keep in mind is, it's not just that we're excited about the stolen bases for fantasy. That's predominantly what we're interested in. But he could be like a gold glove caliber defensive center field. That's what everybody says about him as a scouting report. And so from a Cardinals perspective, if this guy's got a 700 OPS after a couple weeks and he's running wild on the base paths and he's playing really, really good defense on a team that doesn't really have great center field options defensively outside of him, it might be hard to send him back down. So it's like the downside is he's back in the minors in 3 weeks. The upside is he's a top 50 fantasy player. I mean, Estre Ruiz was a top 45 outfielder last season, hitting 254 with 5 homers and 94 combined runs in RBI. He was a replacement level player who stole 60 plus bases, and he was a top 45 outfielder. Victor Scott could be a lot better than that. So I'm pretty excited. I'm glad I drafted him. I'm glad I didn't drop him in any of my leagues where I did draft him. Sorry to rub it in, Frank.
Yes, I'm sure you're so sorry about rubbing it in, but good for you, man. Happy for anyone who has Victor Scott on their team, and hopefully he sticks around, because I'm telling you all, this guy is a lot of fun to watch. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He was suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.